All right, let's dive into something kind of fun today. Wingmen's Back to School SEO Newsletter. They've packed it with some really interesting strategies.
And we'll unpack it all.
Exactly.
Turning those complex SEO concepts into, you know,
actionable stuff.
Yeah, actionable insights that you can actually use.
Exactly. Because what's the point if you can't use them right?
Exactly.
So first up, we're heading straight to NewsReachCon with junior consultant Hannah Rode. She's got the inside scoop on all things publisher SEO.
And this is huge because sustainable SEO for publishers, it's not just about like churning out content. It's about creating something really valuable for your audience.
Which, I mean, makes sense, but how do you balance that, right?
Yeah.
Because there's this constant pressure to publish to get that content out there.
Right. And publishers are getting much smarter about this. They're focusing on creating content that kind of does double duty. You know?
Okay.
Like Hannah talks about using podcast transcripts, for example,
okay,
to drive organic traffic. So you're taking content you already have and repurposing it.
That's so smart.
Exactly.
Okay, love it. And speaking of smart, let's talk about iPhone link building, which has nothing to do with gaming the App Store. Before you ask.
Right. This is about, think about those websites that always have those leaked photos of the new iPhone.
Yes.
Before it launches, everyone links to them.
Oh, because they were the first.
Exactly. It's about being first.
Right.
With that valuable information.
So how do we, I mean, how does that translate into like the SEO world or like the world of AI?
So Philip breaks it down into these three key steps, right? So identify a trending topic in your niche, create amazing content around it, and do it fast.
Speed is key.
Speed is key.
Gotcha.
And then market the heck out of it. So it's all about speed, authority, and relevance.
Okay, speed I get, but how important is authority in this? Like if you're the first one talking about it, wouldn't any website do?
It definitely helps to be seen as a trusted source.
I guess so, yeah.
Like you're more likely to link to like a well-respected blog.
Than some random website.
Exactly.
You've never heard of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's about finding that sweet spot.
Okay. It's all coming together.
Exactly.
Okay. And now for something that sounds like it's straight out of like a spy movie.
Yes.
Krozzle. What in the world is Krozzle?
So managing director Johan von Holsen, he dives into this Google leak and it's this mysterious term that's been floating around and he connects it to Google's Doc Joiner module.
Which is already a pretty complex process to begin with.
Exactly.
So what is it? Some kind of like super secret Google project?
It's unclear, but he speculates it might be a super crawler, or, you know, validating all this data from these huge websites, or maybe even feeding the knowledge graph. So he's piecing it all together.
Oh, it's really interesting.
Using like LinkedIn profiles, project descriptions.
Oh.
It's really interesting stuff.
We're like cracking open our SEO textbooks, but like the really good chapters, you know.
The ones you can actually use, right?
Yes. The stuff that actually makes a difference.
Exactly.
So circling back to Hannah Rode at NewsReachCon, that whole idea of sustainable SEO for publishers. So it's not just about like cranking out as much content as you can.
No, it's definitely not just about that.
Okay.
And Hannah highlighted two things that people often overlook. Accessibility and crawl budget.
Right. Accessibility. Yeah. Making sure your website works for everybody no matter what.
Exactly.
How does that play into SEO though? I always thought of it as more of like an ethical thing to do.
It's both.
Both?
Because when we talk about accessibility, we're talking about alt text for images, keyboard navigation, all those things that make a website usable for people with disabilities.
Right.
Google factors all that into its algorithm.
Oh, interesting. So it's like a win-win.
Exactly.
You're doing the right thing. It's good for SEO.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And remind me about crawl budget. We touched on that earlier.
Yeah. So think of Googlebot as having like a limited amount of energy to spend crawling your site.
Okay.
Crawl budget is making sure it's spending that energy wisely.
Yeah.
So instead of wasting time on like duplicate content, you want it to focus on the pages that really matter.
So we're basically like giving Googlebot a roadmap.
Exactly.
Hey, this is the good stuff over here.
Exactly.
Okay, makes sense. Now, Hannah also mentioned that, and I'll admit this is hard for me to wrap my head around, but more content isn't always better.
Yeah, it's a common misconception.
Right.
A lot of people think, oh, more pages equals better SEO.
Yeah, more is better, right?
But Google cares about quality over quantity.
Okay.
So a smaller website with amazing content can actually outperform a bigger site that's just full of fluff.
So it's like that whole minimalist thing?
Exactly.
But for websites, less is more.
Exactly.
As long as what you do have is amazing.
Exactly.
Okay, it's all starting to click now.
It all comes back to sustainable SEO, right?
Yeah.
Creating high-quality content that actually serves a purpose.
That's what it's all about.
Content that answers questions, solves problems.
And we can't forget about repurposing that content.
Exactly.
Which Hannah talked about, like, with the podcast transcripts.
Exactly.
That just seems so smart, because you're taking something you already have and making it work even harder for you.
Exactly, and you're opening it up to a whole new audience, too.
People who might not listen to podcasts, but they might read the transcript.
Exactly.
Okay, that's brilliant.
It's all about thinking outside the box.
I'm starting to notice a theme here, like accessibility, sustainability. It's like there's this bigger picture of making the internet a better place while we're doing SEO.
I love that.
It's funny how SEO comes down to like doing what's good for users and what's good for Google.
Right.
And usually it's the same thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So speaking of which, let's talk about that iPhone link building strategy.
Oh, yeah. This is one of my favorites.
Philip Goetze, he really broke this down for us.
He did.
So remind me again, how do iPhones equal SEO gold?
All right. Think about those websites that always leak those photos.
Yeah. The new iPhone photos before it's even announced.
I get tons of backlinks, right?
Because everybody wants to be the first to share that.
Everyone wants to be the first. That's the key.
They have that new information.
Exactly. To have that exclusive info.
Okay. So it's about being first. But how do you actually find those opportunities?
That's where you got to bring in the big guns.
Oh.
Google alerts, visual ping.
Oh, those are so helpful.
Right. You set them up to monitor keywords, your competitors' websites.
So you can see if, like, a competitor updates their pricing page.
Exactly.
Or if some big publication releases an article about a new trend.
Exactly. It's like having your ear to the ground, you know?
Yeah. You're always listening.
Always listening.
Okay, but even if you're the first one to talk about something, your content still needs to be good, right?
Oh, absolutely. You can't just throw anything out there.
Speed isn't everything.
It's not everything. It's about quality, too.
So what if you're, like, a newer voice in your industry? Is this even a strategy you can use?
It can be a little tougher, I'll be honest. But it's not impossible. It takes time to build authority, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So just consistently put out good content, engage with your audience.
Build relationships.
Yes, build those relationships. It all adds up.
So you're like slowly building your reputation.
Exactly, brick by brick.
You don't become a big deal overnight.
Nope, you got to earn it.
And it all comes back to relevance too, right?
Absolutely. You got to know what your audience wants.
Give them the right info at the right time.
Exactly. Become that go-to source.
Okay, so wow, we have covered a lot today.
We really have. It's been a crash course in SEO.
From sustainable content, Google's secret projects, Crozzle.
Crozzle, don't forget Crozzle.
Link building like we've never seen it before.
It's all about staying ahead of the curve.
And it all starts with amazing content.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, on that note, that wraps up this deep dive, everybody. Huge thanks to Wingmen for the awesome Back to School newsletter. Make sure you check them out, subscribe, all that good stuff. Until next time, happy optimizing.